From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Tom Baudet, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Orpheum Theater in Memphis, Tennessee, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888 Wait, Wait to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Kenny Sachs from Montpelier, Vermont.
Hey, how are things in Montpelier?
It's winter.
Yeah. That's all you need say, huh?
It's here. It's been here since fall.
Right. And how long will it be there, Kenny?
Until summer.
Yeah. Kenny, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Kenny's topic?
Hands off me nuts.
That's right. Carl just said, hands off me nuts. Each of our panelists is going to read you a news story from the week containing that same phrase. Guess the real one. You'll win Nutty Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
St. Christina's Retreat in western New York State has been administering to the mentally ill for over 80 years. Their highly professional doctors and nurses treat their troubled patients with respect and kindness. So it is awkward for them to find themselves being sued by the families of their inpatients for demeaning and abusive behavior toward their residents. It all began when an orderly's clipboard was found with derogatory marks on the patient charts. One man with a severe fear of urine was referred to as Peanut. Another, who thought the staff was bewitching her, was Hexnut. A claustrophobic patient was Walnut. When confronted with the evidence, Chief Psychiatrist Dr. Courtney Hochstetler explained, "Our trained medical staff knows not to serve vegetables to a laconophobic in the cafeteria, but quite often our less educated kitchen and orderly staff need a simpler term they can remember. Someone with a fear of vegetables is a corn nut." You might not know it's dangerous to embrace a person with aphanphosmophobia, but you will think twice about hugging any hands-off-me-nuts.
A mental hospital being sued for using that phrase to describe some of the patients. Your next story involving hands-off-me-nuts comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Another embarrassing revelation from Britain's phone hacking scandal, the Queen's nut caper. In a London courtroom last week, jurors were shown an email sent by News of the World former royal editor Clive Goodman to senior editor Andy Coulson. Goodman wrote that Queen Elizabeth was, quote, furious after she discovered her protection detail helped themselves to nut rolls sitting around Buckingham Palace, to the point that palace officials sent a memo warning officers to, quote, keep their sticky fingers out. Goodman wrote that the Queen has a very savory tooth and was ticked off about police stealing the nuts and nibbles left out for her, so much so that she began marking the bowls to check if the levels were dropping. Quote, these are unproven allegations, the judge told the laughing jurors, which didn't stop the Daily Mail from screaming, hands off me nuts, on its front page the next day.
Hands off me nuts, or so says supposedly the Queen of England. Your last story involving some use of the now classic phrase, hands off me nuts, comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
The movie Saving Mr. Banks, which is about the making of the movie Mary Poppins, has understandably stirred renewed interest in that old Disney classic. But this week, an unexpected treat emerged. If you've seen the new movie, you know that the Sherman brothers, Richard and Robert, who wrote the songs for Mary Poppins, got frustrated trying to win over the super severe P.L. Travers, who wrote the book in which Mary was created and who retained right of approval over everything in the movie. So, did the brothers work off their frustration in a hitherto unknown song for Dick Van Dyke as Bert the Chimney Sweep, who is sweet on Mary? Had Bert been shopping at the Covent Garden Market? Had he somehow found out that Mary had a soft spot for a certain crunchy snack food? All we know for sure is that Entertainment Tonight this week posted online an image of a wrinkled piece of circa 1960 Disney stationery with the scrawled heading, Bert's Pistachio Song, followed by these lines. You can bite me, sweet strawberry, me tea cakes, take your cuts, but I'll be saving these for Mary. Hands off me nuts.
Let us review. From Tom Baudet, hands off me nuts, something that the orderlies at a mental institution calling certain patients with a certain phobia. From Roxanne Roberts, hands off me nuts, the way the tabloids describe the Queen's attitude toward her salty snack bowls around the palace. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., hands off me nuts, a lyric in a lost, undeservedly, song for Mary Poppins. Which of these is the real origin of that colorful phrase?
Wow. I'm going to go with the Mary Poppins story.
You're going to go with Roy's story.
Yeah.
Of a heretofore unknown song by the Sherman Brothers.
Yes.
Written for Mary Poppins. Lost to history. Yeah. All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, please listen to this very serious news report.
The nuts were intended for the queen. The palace issued a memo to school officers to keep their sticky fingers out of the queen's nuts.
That was Caitlin Becker from HuffPo Live talking about the revelation of the Queen of England's anger about people taking her nuts. Roxanne had the real story, but you didn't win, but you did earn a point for Roy. So thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Bye-bye, Kenny, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.